Welcome to the Amazon Files podcast, brought to you by Mommy Income, where we help others start and scale businesses on Amazon by taking small, consistent steps. Here is your host, Kristen Ostrander, a 17-year e-commerce veteran who knows a thing or two about building a seven-figure Amazon empire from the comfort of her own home. Surrounded by three energetic kids and a hunky husband, she still has an insatiable desire to see others succeed.
Hey, welcome everyone to this episode of the Amazon Files brought to you by Mommy Income. I am so excited to be here. I'm glad it's a new year. I'm glad that we are on the last part of this four-part series because honestly, this is where we wrap it all up and put it all together. So in the last few weeks, we have been going over and covering the last few steps of the plan blueprint, and I'm so excited about that. And I just want to make sure that you guys have all gotten that. This is something I'm going to cover the last two steps, but it's from my book, Dream Big, Step Small. Once you have the final pieces of the puzzle, you will be fully equipped to continue setting your goals and reaching them. The plan blueprint will get you there. To get your signed copy of Dream Big, Step Small, visit mommyincome.com/book, or you can buy it on Amazon, or you can use one of your Audible credits and listen to the book. I am a big fan of Audible, and I love listening to audiobooks while I'm working out, while I'm getting ready in the morning, while I'm doing all sorts of things. I just love to listen to books and podcasts. So you can get the book on Audible, of course, read by yours truly, or mommyincome.com/book. Either way, I want you guys to be prepared and have the book because it's all more in full detail there. So this is the last of the four-part series of the plan blueprint, and the code word today is apply. Make sure that you have your code word, which is apply, so that you can get into our Facebook group, the Mommy Income Facebook group, the Amazon Files Facebook group, mommyincome.com/join us, and use the code word apply in order to get into the Facebook group. So in this last and final episode, we're going to cover the last couple of letters of the plan, P-L-A-N, blueprint, that is from my book, Dream Big, Step Small. But we want to first recap the last few weeks. If you have not listened to the previous episodes, you want to go back and listen to the last three episodes in a row, starting with the first part of the series, because it really sets the foundation. So let's recap the past few weeks so that you are ready to dive in, because today is the big day where we really apply what we've learned. First, in the first episode, we set the foundation. The foundation of the plan blueprint is designing your in a perfect world scenario. This is where we imagined a perfect world for ourselves and our time and our businesses. What do we want to feel at the end of the day? What we want to accomplish? Ultimately, it's about that feeling that we want to feel at the end of the day. Do you want to feel accomplished? Do you want to feel peaceful? Do you want to feel a sense of gratitude? Whatever that looks like for you, you have designed your perfect day. You've designed your perfect business day. We know there's no such thing as perfection, of course. It's just the in a perfect world if you could design your own. So make sure you go back and listen to that foundational episode there and then come back here. Our homework was also to complete the activities and structure our day towards that. Then we moved into the P, the first step of the plan blueprint, which is prepare. We looked at our lives and our businesses, and we made a master list of the programs, the software, the technologies, and other things in our lives that our businesses and lives could not survive without. And so that was part of our planning and our preparation in order to put our duckies in a row. After that, we prepared for stability and growth. We created a backup list for all of that master list, all those softwares and technologies and things that our businesses and lives could not live without. We prepared ourselves to have a backup plan. Hello, 2020. Who could have not used a backup plan? So this is part of preparing ourselves for what we want to do in case something crazy like that, just for unforeseen circumstances, we could easily pivot without scrambling. So that was part of our homework for that, was creating that master list in the case of an emergency or something, Then we move to the second step, which is learning, one of my absolute favorite steps. We learned that it's okay to be a beginner and that beginners are going to suck at first, and everyone starts as a beginner, that we're going to make mistakes, that we're going to be embarrassed, we're going to fall down, we're going to hit roadblocks. Hello, remember my cornhole story? Oh, I still dread that embarrassment when I think about it. But we also learned that with practice and consistency, we will get better over time. We also learned that consistency with learning is necessary for growth. And today we're going to talk about the last two steps in the plan blueprint to complete our journey, no matter what road you're on, or how you're deciding to pivot, or how you're deciding to change. The entire plan blueprint is going to apply to you. So let's dig into the next step, which is the A of the PLAN plan, is applying. Knowledge is simply not enough. We must apply. Willing is not enough. We must do. That is a quote by Gaudier, and I'm telling you, it is so true. Learning, if it doesn't bring change, it's completely useless. Let that sink in for just a second. Learning something, for example, have you ever watched a YouTube video because you thought it was super cool? My son shows me videos all the time on YouTube, and watching and learning how people do something, you're like, oh my gosh, that's super cool. But if you don't do anything with it, it doesn't really help you. It doesn't change you. It might entertain you for a second, but if you ever really wanted to learn something and you watched and you learned and you kind of know how to do it, but you've never actually done it, you've never tried it, you've never applied it to your life, that knowledge is wasted time. It's wasted energy if you do not actually do something with it. I mean, let me be honest. Is anyone else addicted to learning? Anyone else have courses that you've purchased but you've never watched or listened to? Do you have any unread books in your house because you just had to have that book and you really wanted to learn about that person or that subject or read that thing and then you've never actually read it? Perhaps you've taken a course or read a book and keep saying, I'm going to get around to that, or next year, or the time isn't really right now, or I tried it for a week and I wasn't good at it at all, so I quit. No one actually really says that, right? Do you actually ever admit that you quit things, that you have quit things, that you could possibly be a quitter? I struggle with that. I'll just be honest. I have quit some things in my life, but it's not something we're proud of. It's not something we want to say out loud, or I tried it for a week and it didn't work out, or I wasn't good at it. We make all these other excuses, but honestly, a lot of us are really addicted to learning. We want to keep learning. We want more information. But if we simply learn and have more information and we do not apply these new insights to our lives, we've wasted our time. We've wasted our effort. When we learn something new, it's meant to change us. It leaves a mark on us and allows us to become the better version of ourselves. Applying our newfound knowledge is one of the only ways that we can actually improve ourselves. Is that something you want? Thinking back over the past year or so and heading into this new year, do you want change in your life? Do you want growth? Do you want to be a better version of yourself? Better than you were last year? Better than you were yesterday? Applying what we've learned is putting into action and practicing the stuff that we put into our heads. So we all have that unread book or that course or something that we're thinking we want to do, or we've learned it, we're just maybe terrified to take that next step. We've got to practice our new skills and learn more as we experience trial and error. Now, this is just common amongst great people. So when you think about people who have achieved like high honors or like high achievers or pro athletes or Oscar winners, I'm going to tell you about somebody in a second, but you think about these people, they all have these common denominators. They're always what we don't see about what they do. And if you read anyone's bio and you read all of these people, I'm fascinated by all kinds of different people from all different walks of life, actresses, actors, politicians, people who have invented things, athletes. Like, I'm just fascinated by people's success stories or where they've come from and what they've done. I want to learn from them. Obviously, these people have achieved greatness in their life, and there's got to be some common threads. And so I like to learn about their lives, their journeys, their stories. And what I've learned is that they never stop improving themselves. They never get to a point where they said they've arrived and this is just the top of the mountain. What they see from the top of that mountain is the next big mountain that they intend to climb. They enjoy the journey. They enjoy the view. They are proud of themselves for reaching that first peak or that second peak or that third peak. But they look forward to say, oh, wow, there's another mountain for me to climb. And they can't wait to climb down off the one they're on so they can get on that next one. That is about applying and learning more. Because what got us to the top of this mountain is not going to get us to the top of the next mountain. We're going to have to learn and improve. So recently, I have been reading a book, which is phenomenal, by the way. I recommend it to everyone. It's Matthew McConaughey's new book, Green Lights. He is an amazing human being. He's an amazing person, and he's got such great insights and inspiration and just real life experiences that also help us to improve ourselves. He's telling us to chase the best version of ourselves, which I absolutely love. And I've always been on board with just slightly improving, but he just has amazing stories and things. So make sure you get Green Lights on Audible or Amazon or wherever and begin either reading or listening, because I'm telling you, it's my favorite right now. I've listened to a couple chapters over again because I just absolutely love what he has to say. But here's a guy who has done a ton in his career. He's 50 something, I think. And he has done more than 63 movies he's made. He has won an Academy Award. He's produced and directed. He wrote a book. And an interesting thing that he says is that you never arrive. There's no arrival. You just keep changing and growing and living. There's not this ta-da moment where you just stop and go, I did it. That's it. The end. You don't actually stop changing and growing and developing until you die. So we must keep learning and applying. And I love hearing that from somebody who we've all think has arrived. I mean, how much farther can you actually arrive when you've already won an Academy Award and it's your household name? Everybody knows your name. Everybody knows it. And yet he has the humility to continue to look at improving himself in his life. It's just getting better and better over time. And I'm just so inspired by that, because we can all continue learning and mostly applying. Because if we just kind of soak it all in and listen and don't do anything with it, then what kind of change has really been made? So this application step is really one of the most important steps, because learning is fantastic. I love learning. I love getting excited about something new and planning out what I'm planning to do. But if I don't actually do, then it's just a useless piece of paper on my desk, a list of things that I might get around to.
Are you tired of spending hours on keyword and product research and not seeing the results you wanted? Trying to find a unique product in your next Amazon bundle in a sea of products? Well, relax and take a deep breath. Because we're here to help. MerchantWords is the largest database of Amazon shopper search trends. Our tools help you discover the next product niche. Since 2012, we've provided sellers with a complete view of the Amazon marketplace. Entrepreneurs use our tools and services for product research, competition analysis, SEO, and PPC. But wait, there's more.
Yeah!
For new subscribers, save over 50% on your new MerchantWords subscription. Want to know how?
How?
Visit merchantwords.com/mommyincome and use offer code mommyincome at checkout. Again, that's mommyincome, all one word, at checkout.
So let's really apply. So what does this actually look like in our lives? While we are applying and practicing some of these new skills, we need to do one thing first, and that's avoid the trap of perfectionism. Because oftentimes people stop short of the entire plan blueprint, which doesn't end at the A, it doesn't end at the L. We want to prepare, we create this in a perfect world, then we prepare for it, then we learn, and when it comes to the application, we kind of get ho-hum, or we stick in the application for too long because we're staying at the same step for too long because we intend it to be perfect. The problem and the trap of perfectionism is that we're putting unrealistic expectations and timeframes on ourselves to perform at a certain level or in a certain amount of time. And that's a part of the problem, is that we're putting this on ourselves. No one's standing behind us saying, you must be perfect. You must execute this perfectly every single time and right as soon as you learn it. In the world of perfectionism, we set extremely high standards for ourselves. And then we continually beat ourselves up and criticize ourselves when we don't meet them. This then can trigger the cycle of procrastination, which leads to more beating up of ourselves and eventually quitting. Ah, let's stop the vicious cycle and stop the madness. Now, this episode is not about perfectionism, but don't worry, I have got an entire episode coming up all about overcoming these types of perfectionisms. So stay tuned because we're going to get into some practical steps. Stay tuned in the next couple weeks for that full episode on perfectionism. But it's part of what holds us back from continuing to take steps. In order to avoid that perfectionism cycle, that beating ourselves up and then procrastinating because we're still worried about screwing up and making mistakes and we don't know how, we don't know what. In order to avoid this, we simply must step smaller. We can concentrate on one small step and celebrate one small victory and move to the next step. Applying what we learned is simply called, you ready for it? Practice. That's it. Everyone practices something. Everyone does it. Everyone you've seen do something great and achieve greatness has put thousands of hours of practice into what they're doing. Practicing is simply applying what you've learned. You learn a new skill, someone shows you how to do something, and you practice it again and again. You practice it this way, you practice it that way, you put the time and the hours in. Pro athletes practice hours a day. Band members and singers don't just show up to a concert and do a performance and leave. They spend hours rehearsing, setting up, practicing, and applying new skills and new technologies in order to hone their skills. They never believe that they've just arrived and everything is just going to be fine. They have to put in the time and effort. And business is absolutely no different. No matter what you're applying your knowledge to, remember my cornhole story? I had moments of embarrassment. I was not good. But as I start to practice, I'm learning to become better. I haven't arrived at any place. I'm just better than I was yesterday. And in your business, it's not any different. Imagine if Steve Jobs stopped at the iPod and never practiced and never failed and never tried again in order to create the iPhone. How many prototypes do you think are actually out there before the first iPhone was released? This is simply called practice. It's applying our knowledge. Now make no mistake. Practice will give us more experience, but it will never make us perfect. Applying our knowledge is simply practicing what we've learned again and again, looking for small improvements. It does not lead to perfection. It leads to improvement. And that's what we're striving for, improvement. The goal of applying our knowledge is to be better than we were yesterday. That's all I really want, honestly, to think about it. Thinking about something, you know, a big, huge goal. This is one of the reasons we do In a Perfect World, and we step small instead of this big, huge goal set before us. Because honestly, it feels a lot better to apply and practice and have slight improvements rather than looking at some big goal that took me months to achieve. Instead, every single day, you can start improving yourself by 1%, by 2%, by, you know, and that's part of keeping track. How will you know how much you've improved if you're not tracking your hours, your time, your energy that you're putting into something, or how many times you've practiced something? So this is one of the reasons why, if you've ever been into a sport, which, you know, if you guys heard the last episode, you know how athletic I am not. But we've all seen it, whether it's our kids or something else, piano practice or basketball practice. There's always practice before a game. They don't just show up and expect to be and do their best when they have not practiced enough. Even my husband's softball team does practice. So what does this look like? How do we apply our knowledge and practice? Remember back from last week, right? So we're back to our plan blueprint. In last week's homework, we asked ourselves, what skills or characteristics will be required when you get closer to you in a perfect world, or your dream job, or your that dream business, whatever it is that you're currently chasing? Because guys, we're always chasing something. Hopefully it's not our tail. We don't want to be chasing our tail. We want to be able to be moving forward and chasing a goal that we have, whether small or big. So whatever that dream job is, that dream business, that dream life, that in a perfect world that you designed a couple episodes ago, last week your homework was to figure out one skill that was going to be required of you once you arrived in that place or got closer to it. You're going to have to improve your skills. What got you here won't get you there. So what is going to get you there? So you wrote down one skill that you could learn right now to better prepare for the role that you plan to have in the future, whether that's your dream job, business, your CEO, you're the boss, you're in a perfect world. Maybe that's to snowboard and live on the beach the rest of your life. I can prepare for that role, but it's going to take time, money, and energy. So let's be specific about how and where you will learn this skill. So I will assume that you did your homework last week and you are ready to apply what you've learned. So as I shared with you last week, my dream job requires me to be an excellent communicator. So the skill that I need to learn and improve is how to craft talks and presentations in an interesting, cohesive, entertaining, and poignant way. So my example was listening to a speaking coach, and he suggested putting stories into your signature talk. So to apply this knowledge, I brainstormed stories from my life and other sources to be able to include into my talk. So what does this application look like for you? What was that skill that you needed to learn, that you need to learn to better prepare yourself for the role, the person that you want to become? Because honestly, if you don't give yourself time and energy to imagine that position or that role or the person that you want to be, how can you actually know where you're going? How do you know? Who do you want to be? They write your eulogy. Or if you heard somebody talking behind your back, or so-and-so said so-and-so about you, what would you imagine that you would want them to say? Who is that person that you want to be? Because if you're not there now, you're going to have to learn skills and characteristics and improve those things in order to become that person. So what is that for you? What is one small step that you can take to apply that knowledge, what you've learned right now? Because once you apply that knowledge and practice it, you're at the last step of the plan blueprint. The last step of that plan blueprint, it's not rocket science. It's repeating the cycle. It's your next step. You know why? There's always going to be a next step. There's always going to be a next step. You're always going to be longing for something, because honestly, we were created to long for something bigger than ourselves. So we're always going to have this longing, always going to have this desire to improve, this desire to chase something. And so with that, you don't have to know everything about the mountain in front of you in order to take the next step. That was a quote by Louis Giglio. You don't have to know everything about the mountain in front of you to take the very next step. You just have to take the step. And part of taking the step is knowing what that step's going to be. One step, not 150 steps in a to-do list so long that it overwhelms you and you end up in the procrastination perfectionism cycle. When you're comfortable with preparing, when you're comfortable with learning, and now you're applying what you've learned by practicing it over and over again, there's going to be a next step. So let's go back to what I was talking about before with my cornhole story. So obviously it is the dead of winter, and in Michigan, I don't have a 12-foot ceiling big enough for me to practice cornhole inside right now. And still with looming pandemic issues, there's not a place we can go to actually practice this on a regular basis in Michigan in the cold. But I do have next step goals for that as well. My next step goals are to figure out a way to practice smaller, practice in my basement, practice in my garage where I'm not fully throwing, but I'm practicing things like a release, or I'm practicing things like that in my business. I am applying new knowledge about PPC that I've learned and doing campaigns that will maybe help improve visibility, and they have low A costs, and they have different ways of writing listings. So I'm taking these small steps and I'm applying them, and I'm not looking for perfection. I'm looking for small improvement. The way that we gauge our small improvement and that we're ready for the next step, which is the last step of the plan blueprint, is to document what you're doing. This seems a little mundane. This is for those that don't like numbers or data or things like that. You're probably not going to like this step very much, but I like this step because it helps you to know when it's time to move forward. We sometimes get in the trap of comfortability and we stay comfortable and we stay in the same place and we don't want to take the next step because that means we're uncomfortable again. We're at a place where we're sailing through and everything's kind of okay. It's not great, but it's like mediocre, which to me is like the worst word in the world. Like, call me anything you want. I'd rather suck than be mediocre. So like, it's such a terrible word. But you know, when you've grown comfortable, when you've started, things become easier, that's the time to take the next step. Also, keeping track of your time, or keeping track of some sort of data numbers, or keeping track of what you're doing to know it's time to take the next step. For example, in your bundling, if you're wholesale bundling and you've grown comfortable, maybe you've got an evergreen bundle and it's doing fairly well, and you're watching the numbers and you're consistently placing new orders and you're growing and you're comfortable in that niche, it's time to maybe make a variation. It's time to maybe go back to some of those catalogs and look at what else you have to offer, rather than just staying comfortable and celebrating your successes, which I absolutely want you to do. It's also time to take the next step, because remember, what got you here isn't going to get you to the next place. So because of that, you're going to need to maybe look at your data numbers. Look at your numbers. If you have, say, $1,000 of sales this particular month, what's a way you can get 1,100 sales? Maybe you can incrementally look at how to improve yourself. And that's what your next step is going to be. If you're sitting here thinking, I've applied my knowledge and I'm working on these things and I've practiced and I've improved, I don't know what my next step is. It's the very next step in front of you is looking to incrementally improve. So if it's a sales number, you look at increasing a percentage, and what's one action that you can take to increase your sales. So by that, it could be reaching out to one more person. Perhaps it's reaching out to your sales rep and asking them if you could maybe have a further discount, because although that doesn't increase your sales, that increases your profit margin if you can get a bigger discount. You have to know where you're going in order to know what the next step is. So figuring that out and figuring out what you need to do next is really helpful. When you're comfortable with the new phases, then that's when it's time to move again. It's not time to sit and stay comfortable, because you know what happens when we sit and stay comfortable? Nothing. That's the problem. Nothing happens when we sit and stay comfortable. Things happen when we're moving. When we're standing still, still is all we get. We don't get growth by sitting. We get growth by moving. So when you're digesting all of the steps of the plan blueprint, it's always time to move again. Action is meant to be taken. Steps are meant to climb. This is the consistent, repeatable pattern that can get you to where you want to go. Does it mean it's fast? No. Does it mean it's easy? No. What it means is that it works. And if you can trust the process and keep knowing that you're going to have a next step, you're going to get more comfortable at being uncomfortable. You're going to remember that you took the steps before and the practice made you better and you slightly improved. And so now you're moving to the next step to improve upon that. You need to learn enough to be comfortable. Remember, I didn't say learn to master every single skill before you're going to move on, because honestly, that might not be realistic. We're not always going to master something. I am never going to play cornhole on ESPN. I will tell you that right now. But that doesn't mean that I can't slightly improve and always look for ways to become a little bit better. And don't forget to have fun. This isn't all sunshines and rainbows, but it's definitely not all dark clouds and rain either. We have to remember that we're headed in a direction of a life that we love. We're headed in a direction of setting things into place to give us that peace and that hope and that joy that we want out of life. And so because of that, we need to enjoy the practice. We need to, honestly, I don't enjoy losing. I don't enjoy being bad at something. What I enjoy is knowing that if I put the time and effort in, I will reap what I sow. So not focusing on mastering every skill, but incremental improvement. There's always going to be something to prepare for. There's always going to be something to learn. For some people, they're climbing higher. For some people, it's a sidestep. Maybe it's downsizing. Maybe it's a step back or a step down. Just take a step. So let's recap every single thing that we've learned in the plan blueprint so they can take the next step. Collectively, over time, we can put these things together. You have prepared, you have learned, you have applied, and now you're going to figure out what your next step is. Collectively, this creates a growth mindset. If you're constantly looking to improve, it will help you decide your next steps and where you want to go. So remember, preparing. I'll give you my example again. I prepared a list of alternative plans and tools to use if something happens in my business. A master task list is complete and a short list of alternatives just in case something happens to me or something in my business. Maybe a software fails, maybe PayPal shuts down and we have to have another payment processor. That was what we learned to prepare. Then we learned when you arrive at your dream job or your dream business or whatever that thing is, you're going to need those improved skills. Remember for mine, I needed to be an excellent communicator. So one of the things that I said I was going to learn was how to develop my signature talk. And I learned from this a speaking mentor and with podcasts and blogs, and I am going to be booking a coaching session. As a matter of fact, by the time this airs, I will have already had that coaching session. So that is learning. And the part of the applying is listening. I listened to a speaking mentor and they suggested something that I can do. That's anything you can do is that application, that practice. And so that the suggestion was to brainstorm stories that you can put into your signature talks. So I took that action and I brainstormed a lot of different ways that I could tell different stories and analogies from my life and other things that I've seen and learned. So that's the next step. What is my next step? My next step is to outline and practice my signature talk. So I've got the learning down. I've applied that by brainstorming the ideas. And now it's time to do the next step, which is outlining and practicing my signature talk. Taking the next step is as simple as knowing where you want to go, where you've been, and what's the next thing you need to do. When you're prepared, it's easier to learn. When you learn, application is the very next step that you need to do. So practicing. So your small steps, remember, the plan blueprint to summarize all of it together. Number one is creating that in a perfect world. Create your in a perfect world scenario, maybe for your business. You could, if you're the super duper planner type where everything's color coded and everything else, bless your soul. I wish I had that skill. Actually, I don't because I probably would never follow through on it. is to create and design your inner perfect world. Maybe you have one for business, for finance, for personal life, for hobbies, whatever that is. You can create your own little mini inner perfect worlds for everything. And then you're making a list of all the tasks performed in your business or in your life or those things that you're looking to improve on. Service providers that you rely on, all those things, and having that alternative plan there. That's your preparation step. Next is what is required of you in your dream job or your dream role or that person that you want to become eventually or tomorrow or anything that you're doing. Write down one skill that you can learn right now to better prepare yourself for that role. The third step is apply what you've learned. Practice. What is that one new thing that you can apply to your business? What is that one new thing that you can practice? Hello, writing listings. Did you know that writing listings is a skill that you can practice? And the more that you do it, the better you become at it. Tuck that in somewhere. Okay. And then the next one is now that you've prepared and learned and applied your knowledge, what is the next step you're going to be? Because remember, you didn't just arrive and say, ta-da, I'm the best. You're going to collect these small steps and create an overview that helps you decide what the next step is. If you've grown comfortable with the new skill that you've learned, it's time to start again. So I really hope that you've enjoyed this plan blueprint and the journey that it's taken you on, and that you will continue to put into practice the plan blueprint or at least one of these skills one at a time in your business and in your life. Don't forget, it's not just about your business. It's not just about growing there or growing revenue numbers or making a certain dollar amount or selling a certain number of bundles. It literally is an overall overview of what you want for your whole life. Business is just part of what we want for our whole lives. What is that in a perfect world feeling that you want to have at the end of every day? Accomplished? Do you want to feel peaceful? Do you want to feel at ease? Do you want to feel comfortable? Whatever those things are, and designing that in a perfect world, that is your aim, and work backwards from there. I know that great things are directly ahead of you. With a little preparation, a bit of learning, and small action steps, you will continue to get closer to your inner perfect world and the life that you've always dreamed of. Thank you for spending this time with me today. I know that you could be anywhere else listening to anyone else, and I appreciate your time. I believe in you. I believe you're in your inner perfect world scenario, and I know that you've got what it takes to get there. Thanks for spending this time with me. See you same time, same place next week on The Amazon Files. Thank you for being a loyal listener. If you are ready to take your business to a whole new level, I'm ready to work with you. Visit mommyincome.com/coach to schedule your one-on-one call today. I'll be back next week with more strategies to help you succeed. Until then, step small and dream big.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Amazon Files podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to leave a review on iTunes by heading over to mommyincome.com/review. The Amazon Files will be back again next week. Thanks again for listening.